Hi, this is Lindsay Berkson, and I just love that really strong cup of brew in the morning, our cup of joe. It's the one single guy I can really depend on. And sometimes I even enjoy when I go to sleep at night thinking I'm putting my head on the pillow, closing my eyes, because in the morning I'm going to get to open my eyes and have them be opened wider. I love that line in one movie where the guy said the coffee was so strong it'll keep you up for the rest of your life. So, is coffee, the caffeine in coffee, good for our brains or not? The jury's been out for a while on the protective effect of caffeine and cognition. And lately, very recently, in February 2013, there was a systematic review of human studies taking a look at the effect of caffeine or caffeine-rich beverages like tea and coffee on cognitive decline, because there had been scant number of studies that suggested that it did keep your brain going stronger, especially in women. And they discovered that there were only 6 prospective studies, meaning looking at people over time, that looked at the impact of caffeine on the entire rainbow spectrum of cognition. What these researchers found, that were from the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, was that across the 6 studies, we found modestly reduced rates of cognitive decline over an average of 1.3 to 10 years of follow-up. And these findings were published in the January 2013 issue of Advances in Nutrition. Now, there have been a number of animal studies indicating that, yes, caffeine may boost cognitive function. And they've also seen in studies taking a look at humans that coffee and tea drinkers look like they experience less cognitive decline as they age. But it's been hard to know if this was really a causally related issue. Was drinking caffeinated beverages what was causing an improvement in protection of brain functioning? Or is it that people that drink tea and coffee for other reasons are people who have, over time, better cognition? So the final analysis included these studies from 2003 and 2011, and basically what they did find was that for all studies of tea and most of the studies of coffee and caffeine, it did look like the brain drain was lower among people who sipped those brews, although there is a lack of distinction of if you drank more, it protect your brain more. They did not see what is called a dose response. So don't go take a bath in coffee because it didn't look like it was dose response related. And studies do indicate that this brain or cognition protective effect over time is stronger in women than in men. This is Lindsay Berkson, BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.